All right, pipe down, boys. Don't make me kick you out again like I had to last week. Oh, you're tall, drink of water. What can I do for you? Mug of our finest ale coming up. So, where are you hailing from, traveler? Well, you don't have a Scalaria accent, so you're not from here. The Scalaria, that's the country you've wandered into. Well, I don't know if we're big enough to be called a town. We just call it, Platte by the River. Platt. That's a local word for town. Don't worry, I speak foreigner. So where are you headed to? The capital. Most people who pass this way are. The games. You're headed to the games. Well, good luck. Now, I'm not scoffing at you. Just, well, you're a bit scrawny for someone going to the games. And you're not small by any means, but most of the menfolk who I see going to the games are big mountains of men. No, I know that doesn't make them faster or cleverer, but it do make them stronger. You really think that you can compete against all of that? Look, I wish you the best. No, I really do. I really do. It'd be nice to see some... It'd be nice to see a handsome fellow win that every once in a while. I'm the barmaid. Maybe it's my job to flirt with all of my customers. Or maybe every once in a while I just take a little shine to somebody. And it's fun. Well, you know what they say about Scalarian women. You don't know what they say about Scalarian women. Oh, well. Might not tell you then. Here. Spot of bread to go with your ale. Trust me, you're going to want it. Yeah, if Marlin brewed them any drier, I'd be serving it to you as powder in a bowl. All right, well, I gotta go see to my other customers, handsome. I'll be back. Didn't I tell you two to keep your hands off of each other? I promise you I'll kick you out. How's that ale treating you, traveler? Are you sure you don't want anything besides the bread? I promise I'm not just trying to sell to you. It's just strapping young men like yourself. You're about to go off to the games. You've got to eat. Goodness. What do you mean you haven't any coin? You paid me for the ale. That was your last... Are you daft, boy? Why'd you give that to me? Here, take it back. No, business isn't so bad out here that I need to take some man's last penny. Here, let me get you a bowl of something. You eat meat, right? There's a few of the contestants at the games. They swear by going on an all-vegetables diet right before they go in. I think it's nonsense, of course, but to each their own. Here. Hot, steaming soup. Lamb and potatoes. I promise that there's no poison in it. I know that you don't need my charity, but I'm a hostess. This is my tavern, I'm proud of it. It's here to feed hungry people. And house idiots like those two over there. Yeah, I'm talking about you! I told you to settle down! Gonna have to send the bouncer over there eventually. Oh, don't worry, they do this about once a week. Get themselves all worked up, arm wrestling each other. And it tends to escalate over the course of the night. But they're some of my best customers. Anyways, is that why you're going to the games? Going to go risk your life fighting a bunch of strangers, make a little money. I told you you've got a hungry look in your eye. I just thought that it was for sex. Didn't realize it was for fame and fortune. I suppose it can be all three. Is it? No coin, no food. No fame, no fortune. And no woman. You really do need to go to the games, don't you? All right. Well, it's settled then. We're gonna have to solve all three of these things. How's your arm wrestling skills? Just out of curiosity. Hey, you two. What do you think of a little wager? Instead of always just wrestling each other. Got a traveler here who thinks that he can beat the shit out of both of you. Nah, it'll be all right. You can definitely beat both of these local yokels. All right, I get a 10% cut, whatever you make, okay? Oh, and if you break your arm, this wasn't my idea. Oh, come on over, come on over. Everybody gather around, place your bets. Let's see who will win. Our local champions, Idiot 1 and Idiot 2, you're familiar with both of them. Or our new traveler, a new contestant in the games in the capital. A young man in search of fame and fortune. We've seen many such pass through our halls. And yes, he's a little smaller than most. But I sense in him the heart of a warrior. Now let's see if Old Blue is right, as she always is. Please, gentlemen, place your elbows upon the table. Look each other in the eye, shake hands. Now, you know the rules, everybody. One of our champions must push the other person's hand all the way down to the table, hold it there for 3 seconds. And no funny business. No grabbing the table from underneath the table with your other hand. No using your second hand. And, of course, no biting. And that's one that we had to add in a couple of weeks ago, didn't we? How's your hand doing, Marlin? All right. Traveler, idiot, 1, 2, 3, and go! All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a battle of wills here. Look at that steely gaze on our traveler. Ah, but our favorite idiot, he's pushing real hard. Look at those muscles bulge. Ooh, all of that time spent on the farm is really helping you out, huh? Traveler, you ever spent any time pushing bales of hay? Throwing them into the back of a wagon? That's all that our idiot here does all day until he comes here to drink me absolutely dry. That's why he's got biceps the size of watermelons. All right, but our traveler has got a little gleam in his eye. He's got a trick up his sleeve. Ooh, let's see what it is. Idiot one, I'm starting to sweat. Ooh, I see a little bit of fear in those eyes. Ooh, do you see it, ladies and gentlemen? He's playing the mind game. Traveler, what are you doing to our boy? Holding those hands steady. Steady. I think our traveler's toying with him. Letting him have a little bit of time thinking that he could possibly win. You know, there's a possibility that I misjudged you, traveler. You're stronger than you look. Not many can hold their own against this guy for more than a couple of seconds. What's that? Everybody shut up, I can't hear him. Permission to go all out? Yes, by all means. Show us. Oh my goodness! Oh, by Gaia. Well, by Gaia, ladies and gentlemen. 1, 2, 3. And that's idiot number one sorted. Everybody pay up. Or we could make things very interesting. You see, idiot number one, as much as we all love him, we know that he is the smaller of our brothers. You know I love you both. But our boy, idiot number two, he's the real reigning champion. Practically undefeated, muscular as an ox, and vicious as a hellcat. All right, everyone, double or nothing. And if our boy wins, we give him a double portion of the pot. What do you think? Ooh, that'll light a little fire under his ass. Now, if he breaks your arm, oh, we do have a doctor in-house who can help you out, but you will be taken out of the games. Now, are you still wanting to prove yourself in this tavern, in this little town in Platte by the River? How much do you want it, traveler? How much do you want fame, fortune, glory, women? All right, everyone. Shake hands. All right, same rules as last time, boys. And, idiot, no biting. 3, 2, 1, go! All right, we're off to a strong start. Idiot number two pushing pretty hard. Get that hand out from under the table. I see you reaching for it. Ah, traveler, are you going to be able to defeat this one? Now his brother has already worn you out a little bit, so it's not quite fair, is it? But you still got that determined look in your eyes. We like that here at the tavern, don't we? We love when somebody doesn't know they're cooked. And he's pushing you. Ooh, can't push you any farther, can he? Seen a little veins pop out in your forehead, champion. You're not going to let this out-of-towner defeat you, are you? Come on. Come on, idiot, you're going to have to win us a whole bunch of money. You've got this. Yes, all right. Trout. All right. Our champion's name is no longer Idiot Number Two. We're calling him Trout, like his mother did. Come on, Trout, you've got this. But Traveler's got him on the back foot. Look at that, pushing him right over the line. Everybody hold your breath, ladies and gentlemen. We might have someone unseating our king tonight. Come on, Trout, give it all you've got. Win us some money. All right. There we go. Pushing back, pushing back, pushing back. Oh, the Traveler comes in with an extra burst of strength, and he's put him nearly down to the table. Nothing more than a hair's breadth between their hands and the table, ladies and gentlemen. I'm looking at it, I can hardly believe it. Oh my goodness. 3, 2, 1. Holy gods. Everyone pay up. Everyone pay up. Everyone pay up. I want to see money in my palm. It's all right, Trout. You'll get them next time. Now, shake hands like gentlemen. There we go. Yes, get back to your table. Get back to your table. Free drinks for the rest of the night for Trout and his brother. Everyone give a round of applause for everybody. Ooh. That consolation prize will cheer the two of them right up. Good job, Traveler. You know, I misjudged you. Maybe you are ready for the games. You've got grit. You'll be known throughout Scalaria in no time. So, you got a little fame and a little fortune. That should carry you the rest of the way to the capital. Luckily, you had the fortune of arm wrestling our two boys at the drunkest part of the night. That's when people's pockets are loosest. Oh, I suppose you are missing only one thing. Well, I clock out in an hour. If you'd like to solve that. They've got a look about you that I like. You've got humor, and you've got spunk. So, how about a fuck for good luck before you head up to the capital? What? I never did tell you what they say about Scalarian women. We're, very forward and we like to make the first move. Some people mistake it for sluttiness. It's a little bit of that. But mostly it's, Scalarian women like to take charge. If you know what I mean. Anyways, I'll just take that from your winnings to pay for your room. And I'll see you in it in an hour. Well, I hope I didn't scare you off. Well, some foreigners are threatened by it. Some foreigners believe the women should be soft, submissive. You know, shouldn't make their own decisions. And they certainly shouldn't come on to the menfolk. And Scalarians believe differently. Some men are too into it. They hover around you like lost puppies, hoping you pick them. But you, you strike the right balance, I think. The kind I like. The kind where you're definitely interested. But you don't expect anything of me. Slight catmint, Virgo. I might call it catnip. Outside of Scalaria. Little plant. Draws the kitties in. So now that you have had your bath, a little bit of ale, belly full of warm food, I wonder what a traveler like you might want next. I might want to take a seat. You might want to watch me take off my dress. That sounds like something you want, traveler. No, I'm not about to charge you. No, I respect the prostitutes that hang around the bar, but I'm not one of them. They're lovely ladies. Honest trade. Me, I'm a fool who fucks for free. It's because I like a man. Would you like me to charge you? I'll take your money. That's what I thought. Sit down. Sit down and relax, traveler. And besides, this damn thing's got a lot of laces. So tell me about yourself while I'm getting naked. If you can remember anything after seeing these gorgeous tits, these sweet bare shoulders, I've never heard of there. I don't know much about you. Don't have to. If you want to bet you. But it is nice. Well, I could see why you want to join the games. You will be careful out there, won't you? I'll tell you right now. I'm a ride you're gonna wanna go on twice. I'll fuck you for good luck tonight. And then I won't bet you again unless you come back a champion. Think you can rise to the occasion? Oh, see a bit of a rise there now. Oh, it's a nice rise, too. Why don't you take that out for me? Stroke yourself while I finish taking the rest of this off. What a fine sword you've got there, traveler. There we go. Fully bare to your gaze. You like the look of me? Most boys do. I was blessed by the gods with great big arse, two fine tits, and like any Scalaria woman, tiny little. Very fun for putting your hands on. You try it. What do you think? Stay sitting. Do you want to suck my tits? I thought you might.
I thought you might. That's good, traveler. Use your hands. Let me sit in your lap. Let's get you inside me. You don't have to. I'm not a woman who needs much foreplay. You like doing that. Well, that's something I've never heard from a Sclarian man. Very well then. I'll lay down on the bed. You get to eating. Most boys like to get to the main event. What's the price? Not complaining. Not complaining at all. Oh, that's lovely. Oh. Are you sure you didn't miss your lot in life as a bard, traveler? That tongue of yours. Sure is slick. Don't laugh. It tickles. Oh. That's it. Get me nice and wet for you, adventurer. Isn't that what you are? Brave adventurer. Going off to the games. Taking one last bit of comfort out of a tavern wench before he goes to the capital. Not making fun of you. I'm not. I think you're braver than me. I'm most likely live and die in this town. You're gonna go and make something of yourself. You're gonna be somebody. I can see it. I see hundreds of men pass through here. On their way to the games. On their way to different various quests, jobs. And you know the ones that I hear about later. The ones that have got the fire in their eyes like yours. Ah. Men like you who change the world. No more delaying. It's only so much that a woman can take. I've got to reward you for your generosity. Oh, that's the thing. Oh, God. That's what I needed. This is what you need. The luck of a Scalarian woman. Her pussy. Her box squeezing around you. Working her magic upon you. Oh, you fucking that curious way that foreigners have. The man on top. Hard to get anything done from here, isn't it? Here. Let me show you a different way. You ever tried this one? I roll over. Present me ours to you. Now don't you go plundering around in there. It's not open for business. You slide that wonderful sword into my soft, wet sheath. It hits me in all the most delicious places. Plus, you can kiss the back of my neck. I'm real sensitive back there. Especially after you've just made me come. Yes. Oh, yeah, I've tried this one, I see. That's fine sword work you've got there. Until I tell you to. There you go. Rock me into the bed. Hard, I ain't one of your delicate foreign maidens. Oh, you can bruise me. You can slam into me as hard as you like. And I can take it. I'm made of warrior stock, you know? Scalarian women. Warrior witches. Pump right into that soft, wet pussy. Fill in your hips. Pump against that nice plump arse. Your hands are on that little waist. I love feeling your lips on my neck. Traveler. Make me come on you, cock. No. No, I won't bear you, child. No. Scalarian woman. Got a bit of a quirk about us, is what we get the reputation for being slutty. There's a little bit of magic in our blood, you see. You see, I won't get pregnant unless I decide I'm going to. And I have no wish to bear a child yet. Now you come back a champion, I might change my mind. But for now, you're safe. You can come inside me as deep and as long as you like. God, no, I'm gonna come around your cock right now. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, so warm. Oh, you feel lovely in there. Now that's a hero's load. Hey, roll off of me so I can hold you. You like to cuddle where you're from, right? That. That's a good proper fuck. Ah. That was good. Oh, yes, you have good luck now. Oh, the magic. Yes, it's true. That part's true. We share a little bit of blood with fairies, they say. Well, no, I've not any wings. And I don't think I'll live forever. Be nice. But no, it's more of an ancient thing. We can do little tricks. You'll notice that your ale glass never went empty until you wanted it to. That's one of ours. You can't get me pregnant. Unless I want you to. What else have we got? Oh, I can change the color of my hair. You want to see? It go from blonde to red to black, brown. A new girl once who could get hers to go purple. I can't manage colors like that. You can see why someone would wipe Scalaria off the map. Witches. It's just harmless pranks. They say we had real magic a long time ago. Fireballs and controlling dragons and stuff. Not anymore. Maybe someday. Magic comes back to the Alliance. You know, when a true hero, one pure of heart, wins the games. That's a legend, right? Maybe you'll be the one to bring magic back to Scalaria. It could happen. Stranger things have occurred, as the saying goes. I was only funning with you. But only fucking you again if you came back after the game's a champion. I'd fuck you again. regardless. But you wouldn't believe the things I'll do to you if you come back a champion. You promise you'll come and visit me afterwards, right? Well, with that promise extracted, I suppose I had to hold you until you go to sleep. You have a long week ahead of you. Sleep well.